Is there an unnamed group at the top of the pyramid, Alex?
Yes. We know that as the White Brotherhood is what they call themselves. Then you get off into the Illuminati and the occultic ramifications, and we cover all this in my film, The Order of Death. My newest film, The Order of Death, details all of this, and people can find out more at Infowars.com. In fact, let me just bring that up to Daniel Estolan or Jim Marsh. Daniel, I understand. I've talked to you. I've interviewed many times. I've met you in person. I know you know about all the other facets. I know you understand it's hard for folks to believe, but I'd like to get your take, because I didn't believe this 10, 12 years ago, but every time I research it, it's just the facts. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, in his own autobiography, Men in Powers, wrote that the Bilderberg Group is the head group, the CFR and Trilateral Commission carry out policy. He wrote this. I didn't write this. This is published. And then he went on to say he loves the satanic rituals they do at Bohemian Grove. I mean, should we just not cover what Helmut Schmidt said?
I'm not exactly sure I understand the question.
Well, no, what I'm saying to you is, you know, you've been talking about people having trouble believing all this. I've never asked you, what is your view on all the weird occultic activity? Because George Norrie brought up, who's at the top of this. And so I was simply bringing up that there is an occultic spiritual network above this. I wanted to get your take on it.
Well, needless to say, Bilderberg, although there are 125 every year, out of which some 60, 65, 70 are your regular attendees, members of the steering committee, etc. And so if you multiply and extrapolate it and over the years, of course you have a certain percentage of people who are into the occult. Of course, you're going to have another percentage of people who are into pedophilia. You're going to have another percentage of people who are into all kinds of weird, strangest rituals. But I think as a whole, Bilderberg is a globalist organization whose idea, again, is to overthrow in every country.
What do you think the net worth might be, Daniel? What do you think the net worth, the income stream of each individual might be? I mean, are these people all multi-billionaires, multi-millionaires? How much money do they have?
Well, I think it depends. If you take the amount of money they have in a bank, there'll be one amount. And if you take the money's hidden and the money they earn from drug trade, and we can talk a little bit later on about how these people run the drug trade. And
300 trillion is the number that a lot of top economists, mainstream people, have come up with, and Daniel's right. Most of their money is hidden. Bill Gates is nothing with 46 billion. The admitted assets of the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the British royalty, is well over 80 trillion. Rothschild money is well over 100 trillion. I mean, this has even been in mainstream Russian newspapers. And remember,
100 trillion. How much more do they need, Alex?
Well, it's not about money. It's about control. They are control freaks.
Exactly. I was about to say, it is not. These individuals will tell you, it's not how much money they have in the bank, it's what they control. It's like a university president. He doesn't own the $24 billion extra, dollars that, say, UT has. But he doesn't own that, but he's in control of it. It's like a ship's captain doesn't own the 100-ton ship, but he's steering it. He's in control of it. And, yes, these people have an innate, inbred. Daniel said something that was so key. He's a genius when it comes to really analyzing this. And that's that it's an inbred, innate thing. I mean, David Rockefeller, at the pinnacle of this power, David Rockefeller literally works 18 hours a day. And the guy's almost 90 years old.
Well, that's probably what's keeping him alive, Alex.
Well, exactly, but these guys are dedicated. They are, and they want to control their environment. They want to dominate. They enjoy it. Daniel?
Well, they've been at it for such a long time, and they've permeated every level of society.
Have you met these people, Daniel? Have you met these people personally?
I've met some of them. I always have a lot of fun with David Rockefeller.
I mean, are they nice people?
Well, some of them are. For example, Dermot Gleeson, who is the president of AIB Group and chairman in Ireland. He's the funniest guy in the world. And last year in Rotherhagen in Germany, he and I was the only person there covering the car. Well, Jim was there too, but I was the only person taking photographs.
Well, what do these people tell you? They know about your research. They know about your book. They know what you think of the Bilderberg.
Well, some of them,
what do they say? Do they laugh about it?
Well, some of them just don't give a hoot. Others do care. And, for example, Gleason, I said to him, "So you're looking very well today." "Thank you, thank you. You're looking very well too. I see you're here again." "Yes, sir, I'm here again." We went on for a while, and I said to him, would you mind if I took a picture of you? He said, well, I think you better take a picture of you from the left side, because that's my better side. All right, sir. Now, would you terribly mind telling all your other friends that they just stood here for a group photograph? I'd go home. And he just, you know, knee-slapping, started laughing, and went away.
Alex, let me ask you this. You said you had a mole there inside the Bilderberg group. Obviously, I'm not going to ask you for his name or her name, but what does the mole tell you?
Well, let me be specific. Jim Tugger's been covering it for 30 years. He's got actual Bilderberg group members. Escalon's been covering it for 14, 15. He's got actual members. What I have was hotel staff. And then another fellow named Scott got in, he got the documents, he got information, he was checked in the day before, he made phone calls, he got information, he found out information, and I have talked to individuals who were Bilderberg Group level in the past, separate from Bilderberg Group. I've talked to Skull and Bones members, I've talked to Bohemian Grove members, and again, the elite of Bohemian Grove or the elite of Skull and Bones, the elite of the CFR, this is a hierarchical system. And
what would they do with one of their members if they caught him talking to you or anybody else?
They have mafia rules, and obviously they wouldn't be invited back, and if they release too much information, they might end up having a canoeing accident like a former CIA director had. And
goodbye, Mr. Colby.
Yes, goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Colby. But the good news is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Daniel, but talking to you and Jim, there are a few Bilderberg Group members who are actually upset over the agenda, and for the first time in history, we see a major split on the Iraq war and on the Iran invasion. Jim, do you have any comments?
Yeah, well, I see the same thing, and there's obviously a schism. I also agree with you that they seem to be running scared, and George, I think this fits into what you're talking about the upcoming geophysical changes.
Yes.
That is going to take place, and it's almost as though they're on a deadline. They've got to hurry up and get control over the planet before all of the stuff starts happening. What I'd like to throw in the mix, though, right now is the fact that for the people that are listening, don't think that this is just something that suddenly cropped up or that we're suddenly paying attention to. This is the outgrowth of plans that were laid down 100, maybe even hundreds of years ago. Thomas Jefferson, who's still in my hero column, once wrote that if we ever allow bankers to gain control over our money supply, our ancestors will wake up without property in the country we founded.
He saw that.